online holiday shopping has kicked into high gear, and Iowans are being warned to plan ahead to keep porch pirates from stealing their packages. Iowa's largest home insurer is reporting a 26% increase in residential theft claims nationwide compared to last year. And State Farm spokeswoman Michael Brower is offering tips to avoid being ripped off. If you just want to be sure you know when something is delivered, she says requiring a signature is a simple and effective option.
Now, with quite a few people either having odd working hours or even working from home, that might work great, to be able to sign for a package directly at your house. But you can also request that it be delivered to, say, your work office.
Requiring a signature for package delivery also ensures you'll receive the package directly and it won't be sitting in front of your house for any length of time. As an alternative, Browers touts using a community package delivery box for another layer of safety.
Those, are locked and secure, and that just gives a great option, for having a secure delivery of your package. And then I think how that usually works is that when your package is delivered, you receive a code so that you get notification, and then you can go and safely retrieve your purchase.
Doorbell security cameras are relatively easy to install. They're not expensive and can enable you to talk with someone who's at your front door from your couch or across the country. Brower says home security systems are becoming very popular. They even get you a discount on your insurance premiums while thwarting those porch pirates.
Visible security cameras, logos or markings that there is a home monitoring system in place. And this all can help deter those thieves to keep them from even entering your front porch or your steps to start with. And another thing, too, actually, is outdoor lighting.
If you don't want to spring for a security system, fake cameras complete with blinking red lights are another available option to deter would-be thieves. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd announced her top five tips for avoiding online shopping scams. Online shopping scams are reportedly the second most common form of fraud in the United States. Americans lost $8.8 billion to fraud in 2022. The first tip is to be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals. Second is to protect your pocketbook when making online purchases. Use credit cards rather than debit cards, prepaid cards, or wire transfers. The third tip is to enhance your password security, while the fourth is to be cautious of unsolicited emails claiming to be from retailers. Finally, guard your banking information. Monitor your financial statements on a regular basis for any unauthorized transactions and report them immediately. Yesterday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors requested the County Treasurer's Office work with a drainage district landowner to remove penalties after acknowledging he likely did not receive the proper invoice. This was a repayment where a landowner made payment prior to the drainage assessment, creating an accounting process issue. Going forward, the drainage trustees will revise their policy to not allow early prepayments on drainage assessments. Today, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will receive an update from the County Safety Committee and will consider a utility permit application for a board water line in the 23,000 block of Sinclair Avenue, northeast of Parkersburg. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. More than $415,000 in 50% cost share grants were recently awarded to 131 rural fire departments in Iowa to help their efforts to protect Iowans and their property from wildfires. The grants offer valuable funding assistance for wildfire suppression, personal protective, and communications equipment. These grants are made possible through the Forestry Division of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. In the broadcast area, the fire departments from Allison, Applington, Green, and Grundy Center were selected to receive funds. The Salvation Army bell ringing effort in Hampton is underway. The Red Kettle will be at the Hampton Fairway store late in the afternoon into the evenings on Fridays and all day on Saturdays until December 23rd. Fritz Grosskruger, who is the local organizer for the Salvation Army bell ringing effort, tells Radio On The Go News volunteers are still needed.
I still have some slots open. And there's several people that say, well, if you don't fill this, you know, if you need somebody to fill in later, then call me. So we're not in bad shape, but we have room for a couple more people.
He says the Salvation Army helped him in the past.
You know, with inflation and all that, then people are kind of running out of money a little sooner before their next paycheck now, and then maybe moving around looking for a job and run into a bind where they have no place to stay and no money for food, that kind of thing. And Salvation Army is especially there for people like that. I really like the fact that people are so appreciative of the help. I just hear that all the time, like with back in the old days, people coming home from being overseas in the service and that kind of thing, the Salvation Army helped them out.
Now, for more information or to volunteer, you can call Fritz. His number is 641-425-4929. Again, 425-4929. The 37th Annual Mason City Tuba Christmas Concert will be held Saturday, December 9th at Southbridge Mall in Mason City at 1 p.m. Any tuba, sousaphone, euphonium, or baritone player of any age and ability who would like to participate as asked to attend a rehearsal on Saturday morning, December 9th, in the Mason City High School band room. Registration is at 10 a.m. with a rehearsal starting at 10:30 a.m. Musicians should bring their own instrument decorated with seasonal ornaments, lights, or bright Christmas colors, a Santa hat, and music stand. For more information on the upcoming Mason City Tuba Christmas concert, you can call 641-732-3102. Again, 732-3102. Giving Tuesday is a global movement that aims to encourage people to spread generosity through philanthropy. Giving Tuesday takes place every year on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. Today, KLMJ Radio is holding a radiothon to support the Youth for Christ organizations in Franklin County. YFC has been part of North Iowa for over 30 years and expanded to Hampton over a decade ago. The organization, which has a mission to spread the word of God and positively impacting young people, has now begun middle school and high school groups in the West Fork School District. Listeners are invited to tune in today to hear from YFC organizers and students to find out more about Youth for Christ and consider supporting the local ministry. KLMJ's normal contest line will be used to phone in donations. Will be answered by YFC staff. That number to call, 641-456-0234. Again, 456-0234. The latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows that corn harvested for grain is virtually complete, with farmers in the southern part of the state still running a few combines 9 days ahead of the five-year average. Fieldwork activity started to slow down in the past week with reports of fertilizer and manure application wrapping up. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 20, and the 24-hour low as of 7 o'clock this morning here at our studios, 3 degrees above zero. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.